10 a.m. W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The NTSB today informing residents in East Palestine, Ohio, that it officially determined the cause of last year's toxic train derailment.
Failure of the L1 bearing on the 23rd rail car in the consist that overheated and caused the axle to separate.
That's the NTSB's Michael Graham. The NTSB also confirmed that a temperature detector about 20 miles away failed to detect the elevated temperature in that bearing. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin meeting today with his Israeli counterpart and saying Israel must do more to protect civilians in Gaza. The judge who oversaw former President Trump's criminal hush money trial modified the gag order. Trump now allowed to discuss the jurors and witnesses in the trial. The Supreme Court will issue opinions over the next 3 days with major cases outstanding, including whether the former president's immune to prosecution, and WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is in the Northern Mariana Islands ahead of his plea deal. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin taxpayers will pay half of the $128,000 two maps consultants are billing the state Supreme Court. That's because three of the six parties in the case are Governor Evers and Republican and Democratic state lawmakers. Justices ordered the parties involved to foot the bill in a ruling late yesterday. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for the Republican National Convention. Peggy Williams-Smith is president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She tells the Milwaukee Press Club that hosting the RNC is already paying off beyond July's convention.
We will make an announcement very soon in August of an event that would have never considered Milwaukee without the expansion and knowing that we were hosting the RNC.
More than 50,000 people are expected to come. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Firefighters across the state say they're seeing more wildfires this year than last, but fewer acres of land being burned. According to a WEAU report, through June 20th this year, the state has seen 774 wildfires compared to 592 last year, but the amount of land burned has decreased by about 60%. Officials say they're seeing more fires that start as a result of equipment use like lawnmowers and ATVs, and with a lack of snow over the winter, the state's vegetation is more likely to go up in smoke. One person was killed and two others critically injured in a Sawyer County rollover crash over the weekend. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred on Highline Road in the town of Bass Lake. Three passengers were ejected from the car, 19-year-old Reese Frederick of Hayward, a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old. Frederick was pronounced deceased at the scene and the other passengers were taken to the hospital. The 20-year-old driver was arrested as authorities believe speed and alcohol were factors. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers with a comeback win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers trailed the Texas Rangers 3-1, then got a 5-run rally started in the sixth, capped by a grand slam by the Brewers' Reese Hoskins on Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
His first home run since Philadelphia, and it was a big one.
The final, Milwaukee 6-3 over the Rangers. I asked Hoskins if he decided to swing at the first pitch or just react to the ball.
Just trying to get something up, regardless of, you know, first pitch or not, just really trying to be ready to hit. Yeah, I think just the situation called for something up, and just happy to not miss it.
NFL, the Packers got the green light to build a third locker room to house teams when Lambeau Field hosts soccer games or college football. It's because the Packers will not allow visiting teams to use their locker room, even in the offseason. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly sunny and breezy today as warm temperatures take over and highs climb to the low 80s. Tomorrow, we've got more sunshine on tap and a cool down. In fact, we fall to the low 70s for the rest of this week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Big show coming up. We have Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olsen. Matt Flynn is in talking about the U.S. Supreme Court and General David May for the Wisconsin National Guard. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a gesticular Tuesday edition. You know what it means. Don't get it wrong, Jeff, or the rest of you. I gesture. I am bold. I make statements with my hands.
It's very Sicilian of you, Crudy. I'm very proud of you.
Forget about it. Welcome to the big show.
Man, thank you, Crudy. Rich, working hard on the board, taking your calls 844-967-2789.
You know, some days it's a little torturous doing this show with you, Dom.
Come on.
Yesterday was maybe one of them. We'll see how today goes.
Maybe for you on the receiving end of it, Crudy, but I had a great day yesterday.
When Donald Trump claimed he was tortured, what's he talking about? What are you talking about, Willis?
I mean,
that's his newest claim.
Where do you start, man? I mean, this is the same guy that wants to do the migrant UFC fights. So, I mean, are we shocked? I mean, I continue to be shocked. I would think it would stop at some point. But the dude literally said he was tortured.
Do you think he was literally tortured? Because I don't think he knows what the meaning of that word is, Dom. And I mean the word literal. Because he said he was, but literally crucified, or maybe some of his witnesses were.
We're literally crucified. Man, that's a tough cross-examination.
Now, I've got to clean out my email box, sometimes daily, from the fundraising missives from the Trump campaign. It's a daily thing, Dom.
It's obscene. I get more junk mail from Trump and his various entities than like all the other junk mail combined.
Well, I'm on the White House press pool, so I get a lot of, let's not call it junk, let's just say frequent updates from the White House. Whenever Joe Biden goes from the living room to the kitchen, they post. So I get frequent updates, and I clean them out, you know, delete, 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 delete. And I often clean out the Trump email missives begging me for cash or, you know, my opinion. He often wants my opinion, Dom. I give it to him each and every day on the radio. Apparently, he doesn't listen. But the newest fundraiser claims he was tortured in jail. Hill.com, you posted this one, Dom. Former President Trump's campaign Monday in a fundraising email criticized his treatment at the Fulton County Jail in Georgia, saying he was tortured while getting his historic mugshot at the jail. I'd like to see the bruises. I'd like to see the scars.
Yeah, they're all inside.
Karate Man bruises on the inside. Trump has frequently sought to raise funds from the mugshot, and the email that mentioned the torture was sent out to promote coffee mugs featuring Trump's mugshot. You know, mug, you get it? So clever, that one. I just want you to remember what they did to me. They tortured me in Fulton County Jail and took my mugshot. All caps. And you pointed out to me, Dom, of those two, which one should be all cap? You know, if you were literally tortured.
Fulton County Jail and took my mugshot. Took my mugshot is capped. Capitalized. They tortured me is not. I mean, if you were tortured, I have so many questions. Why isn't torture capitalized? Number one, how exactly were you tortured? What were your Secret Service agents doing while you were being tortured?
Cheering?
Just a couple follow-up questions, if you would, please.
Dominic, here is the follow-up to the torture statement. It took my mugshot. So guess what? I put it on a mug for the... And this part also all caps, Dom. Whole world to see. Very excited about the mug shot coffee mug. Very excited. The whole world will see it on your coffee table now, Dom. Now, Trump surrendered last August to the Fulton County Jail a stipulation of his criminal indictment in Georgia, where he faces 13 counts stemming from his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Now, why would he try to overturn it? He won that one, didn't he? Upon arriving to the jail in a presidential-style motorcade, Trump was booked, fingerprinted, and photographed for a mugshot. The process took about 20 minutes and made Trump the first U.S. president in history, past or present, known to have had their mugshot taken. Well, Dom, if we ran for president, both of us, you know, we'd already have prior mugshots to offer.
Curdy, the same email for the coffee mugs was also sent by the Trump campaign in May. So I'm kind of surprised we missed this back in May. That email also included language on torture. Torture. I mean, torture. And he just crapped on John McCain, right? He craps on all the suckers and losers that died, you know, storming the beaches of Normandy. Why would they do that? Suckers and losers, right? Got Corporal Bone Spurs, got out of it, man. You know, the actual torture, the people have gone through hell. And this guy's trying to sell mugs and claiming that Fulton County tortured him. It's beyond shameful. It's a joke. Of course it's a joke. The whole thing's a joke. But it's so shameful, man, to people who've actually had to go through something like that.
Well, Dom, Trump always thought it was torture not to be able to drive the golf cart all the way to the green.
Get to the green, right? He makes his own rules, that guy.
Is there more you'd like to share about his alleged...
than the obvious Jamal Khashoggi, man. He was, assassinated, but, you know, cut up and strangled, cut up and, you know, distributed unevenly, perhaps. No one knows what happened. And, of course, the Saudis got, you know, what they gave Kushner billions of dollars after the fact. You know, and you can go down the list of things like that that occurred in history or certainly under his administration and question the guy's sanity for real. The guy wasn't tortured. You're going to say something like that? You're going to put that out there? Man, those police beat the hell out of me. You know, there's actual people that are involved in police violence that, you know, police will work someone over in the jail cell. You know what I'm saying? Those things happen. People get in fights. Those things happen. War occurs. Prisoners of war. Hell, talk to anyone who served. I would imagine if you got caught, that's probably not a great thing. And for a guy like Donald Trump to just throw it out there passively, I was tortured. You were tortured, man. You've been treated with kid gloves your entire life. And once you had the consequence of your actions thrust upon you. Your reaction is torture?
Perhaps a more important take on the legal news of Donald Trump today. ABC News reporting, Trump expressed concern that returning classified documents after a subpoena could result in criminal charges. According to sealed notes, you know, the Eileen Cannon having the hearings? Well, here is one of the questions of evidence, Dom. Donald Trump privately expressed concerns that turning over potentially classified documents in his possession after a May 2022 subpoena. Now, he wasn't still the president in May of 2022, right? Been out for a couple of years by, well, a year and a half by then. Could result in criminal charges while repeatedly engaging in what prosecutors have described as an effort to enlist his lawyers to lie and destroy documents for his benefit, according to transcripts of audio notes reviewed by ABC News. The audio notes from Trump's former attorney, Cochran.
Yeah.
Not Johnny Cochran. Different Cochran. Now, prosecutors allege that rather than comply with the subpoena, Trump opted to hide dozens of classified documents from his own lawyers. And federal agents eventually seized 102 classified documents, including 17 top secret documents, after they executed a search warrant, all locked and loaded and looking to kill the man, as he would claim, at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in August of 2022. The notes, which ABC News first reported on last year, are at the center of an ongoing legal battle in the former president's classified documents case, where prosecutors have used the detailed notes about Trump's behavior and statements as key evidence to demonstrate that the former president attempted to obstruct justice by hiding documents from investigators and his own lawyers. Now, Eileen Cannon, Dom, the judge overseeing the case, is hearing arguments today on Trump's efforts to limit prosecutors' use of the notes and to have the entire case dismissed based on the role of the notes in the government's case. And 2 months before agents search Mar-a-Lago, Trump's former lead attorney, Evan Cochran's notes, which prosecutors have used to bolster their case against the former president, described that Trump repeatedly blamed his legal troubles on political enemies and was reluctant to allow the review of boxes that prosecutors said contained dozens of classified documents and engaged in conduct that prosecutors believe was an effort to corrupt his attorneys by concealing Trump's alleged retention of classified documents. Quick statement here, Dom. He raised a question as to if we gave them additional documents now, would they, the Department of Justice, come back and say, well, why did you withhold them and try to use them as a basis for criminal liability or to make him look bad in the press? Trump also asked his attorneys after raising concerns with the prosecutors, well, look, isn't it better if there are no documents? Opening up new fronts against him, you know, didn't want new paddles, them new legal fronts. So he basically, what, wanted to destroy the evidence and have his lawyers do it for him.
Sounds like obstruction of justice to me.
You know, in some societies, they'd torture you for such crimes, Dom. Or at least take a mugshot. Come back.
Oh, you're torture.
More devil's advocates. I've had my mugshot taken. It does feel like torture.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio. For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party ever. Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Thursday, June 27th for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free. You're welcome. But bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Met a girl, we're back from morning break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's always a political party around here. When you join us on the lines, talk or text, you can hit us up 844-967-2789.
Dominic, have you ever considered the fact that Donald Trump might be a hoarder? Eileen Cannon's having a hearing in West Palm Beach, apparently, to hear lots of evidentiary matters that she seemingly continues to delay and never really comes to a conclusion on. But there were accusations leveled against Jack Smith and the, you know, the special counsel that there was improper handling of the evidence in the classified documents. My understanding is, Dom, they put some of the evidence back into boxes, not in the exact same order that the documents came out of the boxes. So, you know, they said, well, Smith and his team were pretty loosey-goosey here. And in fact, we should throw it all out. Poison of the fruit of the poison tree, I think.
Well, that
and, what the and lawyers Jack might say.
Isn't you know, constitutionally, you know, supposed to do this. He's not. Da, 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 da. I mean, they're throwing everything at the wall to try and delay.
Well, as it turns out, Trump keeps damn near everything, including a bathroom sink with the collection of classified documents. And Smith today presented new photographic evidence of the fact that Donald Trump just may be a hoarder. Special counsel Jack Smith revealed new photos in a court filing Monday evening that depict how haphazardly Donald Trump stored classified materials at his Florida property post-presidency, with golf shirts stuffed into boxes alongside sensitive materials, newspaper clippings, and other mementos. Damn. I wonder if they're clean or dirty golf shirts.
Well, I remember he said this. Oh, you know, lots of things that, you know, golf shirts and clothes and documents, you know, it was all my things. They're all mine. I can do what I want with.
Dom, the images, a grab bag of national security secrets, souvenirs, and various odds and ends are part of the prosecutor's effort to show the dozens of boxes containing government materials at Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence and private club were so messy and disorganized that investigators could not preserve the precise order of contents they retrieved. Now, was this document before or after the ham sandwich and the dirty golf shirt? The Justice Department has released photos of the classified documents before, but the new filing offered the largest number of such images. In one, a sensitive document with redactions sits in a box atop of an edition of the Washington Post with a front page story describing Trump's difficult relationship with the FBI. Next to the box sits...
So that's the one he keeps? You know, he actually has the newspaper. We're talking about who gets the newspaper? Trump does. What does he keep? the one with the story about his relationship with the FBI. I wonder why that's important.
And you know what? You know what he kept it next to, Dom? He what? Kept it next to the box with two cases of Diet Coke bottles. Big fan of the Diet Coke bottles, you know, not cans.
That becomes much more valuable when you run out.
Well, because you can return the bottles for their deposits, Dom. That's what we used to do with old Milwaukee. First, we'd build furniture out of the bottles, and then when you're broke enough, you tear down the furniture and you go back
those
to the.
Cases were robust.
Dom Smith filed the photos in response to an argument from Trump that the criminal charges against him should be dismissed because investigators messed up the precise order of the box's contents.
Come on.
Now, Dom, Trump, the former president, presumptive Republican nominee in this year's election, faces 40 counts of willfully retaining classified information and obstructing the government's efforts to retrieve them, serious national security violations that typically would bring prison time if convicted. I'm not even sure if he's ever going to go to trial. And his trial, originally set for last month for May, Dom, has been postponed indefinitely as U.S. District Court Judge Eileen Cannon hears a slew of dismissal and other motions from Trump's legal teams, many of them far-fetched, and deals with other pretrial matters. Is that what she's doing? She's dealing with all the pretrials, cleaning up all the...
Crossing all the T's. I mean, she wants to make sure she looks good for history. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, you are up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Hey, guys. Well,
got any classified documents in that garage, Dick?
Or some Diet Cokes to go with that rum?
A lot of old Hemmings car magazines. you know, the torture he went through when he couldn't have his Big Mac during that arraignment and couldn't have his Diet Coke. Earlier, when you were talking about the immigrant thing, I'm laying at the feet of the media how people didn't even hear about that, guys. It happened Saturday, and he hardly heard a word about it. I think it's the most egregious, inhumane thing that he's come up with yet, and yet nothing. And it spawns things like this. Have you heard about Chip Roy from Texas?
I mean, I know Chip Roy from Texas, but what about him? What do you do now?
What have you heard, Dick?
Well, he's suggesting that we have an ethnic cleansing of liberals in this country. And he wants to first ones he wants gone are Ivy League educated ones because I hate them the most.
Wow.
It spawns that type of behavior, this stuff from him. I mean, it's so out of bounds. And not even 15 years ago, if someone would have told you a candidate for president would be spewing this type of stuff and unchallenged and just willy-nilly throwing it out there, you would have said, oh, no, there's no way. And you would have also said he'd been down in the polls by about 15 points, which, if this stuff was reported, I think he would be down by that much. They won a horse race, the media. So they sit on stuff, some of his craziest stuff, and don't get it out there.
Thanks for the call, Dick. There's a lot of media choices out there. I went to the sacurrent.com. That's the San Antonio Current.com. Chip Roy, here's what he said. Made inflammatory statements about political brand, fired off a tweet in defense of Trump's plan to deport some 20 million migrants. Tell you what, I do want to ethnic cleanse by deporting white progressive Democrats with a special bonus for rich ones with an Ivy League degree. Roy tweeted, I really do not like those people. And those are quoted in quotes. Those people. Well, I guess we're safe, Crudy. We went to UW La Crosse.
And we're certainly not rich. Unless you've won the lottery and you didn't tell me.
We got rich on the board. 844-967-2789.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's school agency is awarding 12 federal grants totaling almost $11.5 million to charter schools. Charter schools are public non-religious schools that get more freedom from state regulators in exchange for more accountability. The Department of Public Instruction says it prioritizes schools serving disadvantaged students. Debt collection on student loans in default resume in September. Advocates want the U.S. Department of Education to expand outreach efforts to borrowers who've fallen behind.
We really heard from a variety of outreach experts that you need to reach people through multiple mediums. So we'd love to see more texting and creative ideas like push notifications, things like that, reaching borrowers where they actually are on their phones.
Tia Caldwell is with the group New America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Superior National Forest has been forced to close some of its areas due to the storm damage it suffered over the last week. According to forest officials, the emergency closure order went into effect on Monday as crews head out into the forest to survey the extent of the flooding and storm damage and take steps to minimize or prevent future damage in those areas. Officials are asking the public to be patient as they work to reopen access to the affected areas. A full list of the closed areas is available online. The town of Hayward celebrated its 74th annual Muskie Festival over the weekend. The festival is one of the most popular events of the year in the area, getting hometown residents out and about and drawing in visitors from around the region. Earlier this year, the town also received a reward to put towards the festival from Senex for finishing in the top three of their national hometown throwdown competition. According to a Northern News Now report, the event featured over 75 floats and 120 vendors. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's always interesting when an actor riffs on one of the movies he was the star of. Andrew McCarthy is doing everything he can to promote his new documentary, Bratz, on Hulu. During a recent interview, the 59-year-old actor took a shot at one of his own movies, 1986's Pretty in Pink, which was written by John Hughes and also starred Molly Ringwald and John Cryer. However, when asked how he thought it compared to his film Mannequin, he faked an injury and left the interview. Jason Biggs' wife recently let it be known she did not see American Pie until after the couple were married. Jenny Mollen claimed she was too highbrow at the time and busy spending time in indie video stores and doing high-end theater to watch the film. Biggs actually thought it was refreshing that his new girlfriend at the time had not seen it. Mollen eventually saw the film and said she enjoyed it and now understands why Biggs likes to attend bake sales alone. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly sunny and breezy today as warm temperatures take over and highs climb to the low 80s. Tomorrow, we've got more sunshine on tap and a cool down. In fact, we fall to the low 70s for the rest of this week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Remember WikiLeaks? Next up, we'll discuss Julian Assange, villain or hero.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio down great
the road
again.
Here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a gesticular Tuesday edition. You know, I'm all jacked up on this Mountain Dew over here, Dom.
Jacked up crudy.
I take it each and every day. It kind of gets me in the mood, the energy level I need, Dom, to do the greatest radio show ever with you. And if I had a big debate on Thursday night, I'd be pounding those Mountain Dews. Yeah. Or double captain diets. You know, we'll see how the night goes. But apparently, Dom, Donald Trump and his allies are demanding that President Joe Biden be tested for performance enhancing drugs before next week's debate. And Fox News and the MAGAverse are wondering if the president is medically experimenting at Camp David in preparation.
I mean, two parts ivermectin, one part hydroxychloroquine. All right. Any objections, Mega?
Dominic, one substance they think might Biden might be jacked up on during the debate, Mountain Dew.
That's impossible, Crudy. You drink all the Mountain Dew in the world.
Well, I only drink the Diet Mountain Dew. Fox Business Network host Maria Bartiromo, and there is no finer newswoman than Maria, on Tuesday interviewed MAGA rep Eric Burleson, Republican from Missouri, about the upcoming CNN presidential showdown. Bartiromo whined about Trump's spokesperson being booted from a CNN interview for personally attacking the network's debate moderators, and mentioned the recent letter from MAGA acolyte, Rep. Ronnie Jackson, your boy, Dr. Feelgood, Dom, demanding Johnson. Biden take a drug test. And prior to sending the letter, which was endorsed by Trump on Monday night, well, of course it was.
This letter endorsed by MAGA.
Jackson told Bartiromo on Sunday about his intent to demand a drug test, feeding into a longstanding right-wing conspiracy that the 81-year-old Biden is being fed a cocktail of meds to perform during high-profile appearances. It's embarrassing I have to do this. It's embarrassing as a former White House physician to have to do something like this, Jackson told Bartiromo. Oh, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. You got to do what? No one's asking you, Jackson Johnson, if that's your real name.
Dominic, after airing Jackson's remarks, Bartiromo turned to Burleson and said, it's pretty incredible that Jackson speculated that the president's doctor were probably experimenting with getting doses right ahead of the debate. Jackson, for his part, has been peddling his claim about Biden using memory-boosting drugs since 2020. Now, where are these memory-boosting drugs, and will someone sell Dom some, please?
I am not just a client. I'm an owner.
Dom, here is a quote from, you know, the Missouri lawmaker from the Show Me State. I think any patient or elderly individual or someone who has dementia, they can find some moments of clarity, right? They can find moments throughout the day that they have energy. And I think Trump's team should not underestimate Joe Biden and his team's ability to, whether they're going to jack him up on Mountain Dew or whatever.
Whatever.
Can you test for Mountain Dew? Because I would fail.
I mean, caffeine is a drug.
Dominic Burleson then brought up Biden's fiery State of the Union address earlier this year, which conservatives chalked up to him being on stimulants. Fox News host and Trump confidant Sean Hannity, for instance, reacted to the speech by calling the president jacked up Joe while suggesting he was hyper-caffeinated or given some unknown magical elixir.
It can't be that he maybe is not as dumb or old or feeble as we have been projecting him to be, that he can't put two sentences together. Maybe he was just actually better than you thought. And typical of your kind, you have to go to some fantastical explanation as to why he was, you know, very energetic, or at least more energetic than he usually is during the State of the Union.
Dom, one more quote from the Missouri lawmaker Burleson. He had a lot of energy for about an hour or a hour and a half, but it doesn't mean that we're seeing it. obviously throughout the day, he can't carry that level of energy when he's out and about. We're seeing that decline. So I certainly would not, if I were Trump team, underestimate their ability to do whatever it takes to make sure that he can work for 1 or 2 hours that he's on the debate. Come on, man. 3 hours of live radio. Dom, 3 bottles of Diet Dew if necessary. One after the other. Just keep feeding them down. You do what you got to do to make it to the show.
Do what you got to do. Mountain Dew. Do what you got to do. The Daily Beast reporting this one, Curdy, a little bit. Ironically, just a week ago, Trump attempted to mock Biden's mental fitness while boasting that he had aced a cognitive test admitted by Jackson. During that speech, however, Trump repeatedly referred to the former White House doctor as Ronnie Johnson. He aced the cognitive test. Why are they giving you so many? Yeah, so Mountain Dew is Crudy, man, all this time. Man, you
the magical elixir, baby.
You should be president. As much Mountain Dew as you consume, man, I need you on that debate stage. I want you on that debate stage.
Dominic, it was just a month ago when the conspiracy-boosting Bartiromo pumped the brakes when another GOP lawmaker insisted that he had evidence to prove that Biden was jacked up on something during the State of the Union. When the pro-Trump host pressed for the proof, the congressman demurred and said he would show her offline.
Oh, God, yeah. And we got a replacement for Obamacare coming in 2 weeks, and no one's seen anything like it. You're really going to love it. I mean, these people are pathetic. I mean, literally. Oh, I got proof of it. Really? What you got? Oh, I'll have to tell you. Oh, well. Okay, then. Maybe you're not. Maybe we shouldn't have you on the air anymore.
We'll get to the phones momentarily, but I want to get one more Trump quote out there. You know how you love when I do the Trump voice. 844-967-2789. Dom, a little bit more of the coverage here. After spending the past few weeks peddling so-called cheap fake videos to depict Biden as senile and setting expectations for the president's debate performance, let's just say extremely low.
Very low.
MAGA media and Trump himself are now reversing course and preemptively providing a built-in excuse. The ex-president has even gone so far as to claim that Biden would be using illegal drugs and steroids during the debate. If Joe starts bench, you know, pressing over his head the lectern, I'd wonder, Dom. I'm sure he'll be prepared, Trump said at a rally last week. Whatever happened to all that cocaine that went missing a month ago from the White House? In parentheticals, it says the ex-president was referencing an incident where a small bag of cocaine was found at the White House. A Secret Service investigation was unable to determine who left the drugs. Ironically, just a week ago, Trump attempted to mock Biden's mental fitness. Easy to mock mine today, Dom. While boasting that he had aced the cognitive test administered by Ronnie Jackson. And during that speech, however, Trump repeatedly referred to Dr. Feelgood, the aforementioned Ronnie Jackson, as Ronnie Johnson. And while Fox News and Trump have been pushing this baseless conspiracy theory about Biden taking magic pills to suddenly become coherent on the big stage for years now, the assertion itself doesn't really hold up to the slightest of scrutiny. One more quote here. This one from Media Matters senior fellow Matt Gaetz. In addition to lacking anything resembling, what's that called? Evidence! The argument doesn't make much sense. If Biden is mentally disabled but has access to medication that somehow hides it, why would he save the drugs for special occasions rather than taking them all the time? You got to save the drugs for the special occasions, Dom.
No, but, man, because if you take them all the time, then you got to take more to get the same effect.
But Trump and his supporters set a trap for themselves with their deceptive claims of Biden's purported senility, and they're desperately trying to escape. You know how Dom chooses to escape from reality? Drugs.
Don't forget the alcohol. 844-967-2789. Let's get to some of our callers. Mike from Spring Green, you are up. Welcome, Mike. What do you got?
Hey, Michael.
Well, you know, he's talking about, he was kind of fired up during that speech. I do remember that myself.
The State of the Union?
Isn't it hot? Yeah. So wouldn't it be possible that maybe his people just said, look, you got to look a little more excitable. You got to, you know, maybe they just said, kind of wake up a little this time.
No, they gave him some exotic drug cocktail, Mike, that, you know, okay, no one else can have. And certainly, yep. That's the answer. Or he took some coaching, as you suggest, or it was the cocktail.
Yeah. Do you remember when Trump or, you know, his people took that Nancy Pelosi recording and slowed it down and then said she was drunk? Do you recall that?
I don't recall that specific deepfake, but I believe you, Mike. I believe it happened.
Yeah, that was when he was in office, and she kind of had a weird speech pattern anyway, so they slowed it down a little bit and then accused her of being drunk, you know, in the chambers and everything. It was just same stuff. It's the same thing.
You don't even have to slow down Derek Van Orden's voice.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, well, I just wanted to share that. That's all I got.
Thank you, Michael.
Appreciate that.
844-967-2789. While I'm still pepped up on the Mountain Dew, let's take Gary, our conservative love muffin from Sussex. Welcome, Gary. What do you got for us?
Hello, Gary.
Well, hi, you guys. See, I have no problems taking legal drugs. If he's going to get jacked up on Red Bull or Mountain Dew, that's fine. And taking Prevagen for memory, that's fine. So if they take a drug test and he comes out and he's got Prevagen and Red Bull, that's fine. I think he should have it because he needs it. I need Prevagen so I can.
And a lot of Metamucil, I'm just yeah, right. betting, yeah. Gary.
But the thing is this, as far as these fake videos, cheap fake videos that you guys are always claiming, they show it on Fox, Biden talking to the parachuter guy. They showed on MSNBC, they cut that out, that he's looking like he's looking into nothing. But I saw on Fox, they showed him talking to the guy. You know, so that.
So what's your opinion ultimately, Gary? Is Joe Biden capable only in small doses when they drug him up? Or is perhaps he being underestimated by Trump and the MAGA nation?
I think he needs drugs.
Come on, Gary.
Especially when he says, oh, I'm going off script. I'm going to get in trouble for this. I mean, it's like, who's telling him what to say? He's the president of the United States. You never heard Trump ever say, well, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this.
Oh, sure, you know, I have.
All the time. Gary, let me ask you before we run out of time here. Trump sent that email, a fundraiser out, when he put his mugshot on the mug, the coffee mug, claiming he was tortured. Do you have a problem with that, Gary? Is that acceptable to you?
Well, I didn't see it, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, trust me on it, Gary. You know I don't lie to you. He said he was tortured, Gary. Do you have a problem with that? Do you believe Donald Trump was tortured in Fulton County?
No, I don't know.
Okay, but he said it, Gary. He said it. He was there for 20 minutes.
I believe
didn't even have to weigh in. He has Secret Service there. He sent out an email soliciting money, telling people he was tortured while he was in custody, Gary. Do you have a problem with that?
I don't believe that he was tortured. The Secret Service would be watching over everything. Hey, but I do have to get going. But I owe you dinner or lunch.
Yes, you do. We also
last time. I told you three times.
Man, I got you. Hey, but say, Gary, you do have a problem with it, right? You don't think that Donald Trump was tortured. He shouldn't say that, right?
Of course.
All right, man. All right. I'll hit you up for that dinner, man. I appreciate it.
If Gary says it
2789
three times, you show up like Lauren Boebert at Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
All ready to go. You know, she's being
across the table, Gary. We're not going to be in a booth. Like, Rudy, you going to come with us, man?
I'm not sure. Was I invited? I felt that was a specific wager you and Gary.
I don't know, man. I might, you know, with Gary, I might need an escort, you know, a chaperone, perhaps.
You know, Lauren Boebert's on the ballot today. Her political career could be coming to an end.
Say it ain't so. I mean, what was George Santos going to do?
Jamal Bowman, also the Democrat squad member, guy that pulled the security alarm, 97% chance he's going to lose the primary today.
Ooh.
But that's what they said about Trump.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for matinee on air.
For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party ever. Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison,
Thursday, June 27th for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free, you're welcome, but bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com, code Devil Radio.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee. Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening. Devil's Advocates radio show phone lines are open 844-967-2789.
Dominic Cobb. Someone tweeting at us at Devil Radio. I love the at Devil Radio. Possibly the most irrelevant show ever. According to Alfonso at Madison underscore Tropic, Alfonso describes himself as a marijuanaist in part. I can't believe we cannot meet Alfonso's high standards, if you know what I'm saying.
Very, very high standards.
We do appreciate you listening, though.
Do we? I mean, if you're gonna jump on the social and kind of trash, I mean, irrelevant? I mean, this is so relevant.
That's how
I can't
people
think of one irrelevant topic that we discussed today, other than Alfonso's tweet at us.
Trash texting is sort of the passion of our audience. Have you ever looked at the text line?
I know that's kind of your job, man. I got to, you know, log on to a different thing. So, no, I really don't.
Here is what Dana from La Crosse has to say today on the text line, texting in from God's country. What Trump needs to do at the debate is rip off his shirt, Max Caddy style, and show us all his scars and bruises from his torture. Joe Biden certainly would not have a response for that.
Uh-huh. I remember, what was it? It was Sylvester Stallone, and we know that the Trumpsters, man, they really have something for Sylvester Stallone. And it was the first one. Was it First Blood? The Rambo movie. That was the first one. Really more of a, but quite as action-filled as some of the other ones in the 80s that came out. In the first one, he's in the shower, right? And he's getting beat up by the cops. He has all the scars. You know, gotta clean him up and clean him up. Said clean him. He's got all the scars along his back, like torture from the Vietnam era. You know, the Trumpsters, they love it. They put Trump's head on Sylvester Stallone's body, on their buses, on their flags, all over the place, man. They are obsessed with Sylvester Stallone. That ain't Trump's body. I'm just saying, guys, that ain't it.
Lisa from Madison text in. Hi, guys. Remember who he was talking to when he said he was tortured? The Faith and Freedom Conference. Tortured just like Jesus.
Well, I think that was technically an email solicitation for the mugshot mug.
But Lisa's implying that he's done this before. I've been tortured, you know, like Jesus was.
I'm like Jesus. I have to carry. I don't carry the cross for me. I carry it for you.
Now, Doug from Token Creek, feeling a little apprehensive. Doug texts in. I'm 72. I've been voting since Carter. I'm applying for my first passport, even though I have no plans to travel. I've seen a lot since the 60s, but the idea of them in charge, I can't do it. I'll go to Canada on a camping trip. I don't come back or something. I couldn't take it. Doug, you can take it, Doug. You can take it.
Come on, Doug.
Come on, Doug.
We can do it. I mean, practically, you would think that Trump will get smoked in the presidential. I mean, that would be, anyone talking about, you know, sharks and electrocution and being tortured and 34 felony. We can sit here and just go down the list of all the terrible and dumbass things that this guy has done and wrought upon this nation. One would think, man, there's no way, there's absolutely no way now that he can get elected. But Doug, man, I feel the sentiment, but we got to stay here, man. This is our country too. We can work through this. It's got to work together.
Dominic,
as a team.
AWMDX texter from the 920 says, I saw on The Daily Show a Florida state legislator saying he wants Trump to suspend the right of habeas corpus so he can arrest his political enemies and jail them immediately. As the host said, such a casual way of declaring fascism.
Chip Roy wants to ethnically cleanse progressive Democrats, starting with the rich ones at the Ivy League schools. I mean, what?
One of the texters pointed out, didn't Ted Cruz go to an Ivy League school? Pretty sure he did. Andrew from Verona says, which is it, GOP? Sleepy Joe, Jacked Up Joe? It can't be both. Sleepy Joe becomes Jacked Up Joe. He's like Jekyll and Hyde.
It is both. And it just depends on what day the exalted leader tells you it is. And then you can make up your mind based on what your guy tells you. If Donald Trump tells you that he's crooked, slow Joe Biden and he can't, you know, rub two pennies together and he can't get two words in a sentence out and he's shuffling all around, well, then that's what you believe. And when your exalted leader comes out and says, wow, man, he's really sharp, I'm not going to underestimate him, they'll probably give him some sort of drug cocktail, I'm really worried, maybe I'll lose on purpose, well, now you know that maybe you should be a little concerned because your guy is concerned. See, all you need to do is continue to follow your cult leader, and I'd be shocked, when it goes south and people get mad that you leave the cult. Well, that's what happens when you're in a cult.
Randy O from Stoughton, Texan, Gary needs drugs, don't we all? And where is it? Oh yeah, 920 texter on the WMDX line says, sounds like a lot of projecting on the Republican side. Madison right. Cawthorn spilled the beans that they all do a lot of cocaine and Trump does a lot of sniffing into the microphone. Things that make you go, dumb.
Indeed.
Come back with us a gesticular Tuesday. And when the happy hour gets going, dumb, the arms will be flailing. I'll be like one of those wind socks out in front of a car dealership on sale day. It's a happy hour. Stick around for it. You can always be a part. Some say the most irrelevant show ever.
One person said that. More people say the greatest radio show ever.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us in the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about all the ramifications 2 years after Dobbs. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.